all know people, maybe we've been some of these people, but many of us know people who have just been sort of given things their whole life. And the reality is, somebody who always gets what they want is often a person who's very shallow. It's really in not getting what we want a lot of times where we learn to not only depend on God, but where we actually really begin to find joy in things other than things. We talk about kids being spoiled. They're spoiled. Well, what does that mean? Right? I mean, it means that they just are given whatever they want all the time, and their attitude is not really one of joy. It's one of self-centeredness. It's really in these times of dry, difficult times where we understand how things could be. But God, who is rich in mercy, that, man, I really want things to be this way, but I know how they could be. And they're not. And so what I have, I am content with and I am satisfied because, you know what, I know that it's a blessing of what I have. A lot of us in this room can say to ourselves, hey, I'm not where I want to be, but I know I'm not where I used to be. And because of that, because I know that, I actually have joy in this moment. Maybe some of you are like just in really, really difficult situations, whether it's relationships or finances or so on and so forth. And God is allowing you to be there. And that doesn't mean that He's not for you, but He's actually leading us to a place of somebody who is going to believe that God will provide not everything that I want, but everything that I need. Your circumstances could be absolutely amazing. You know, got the car, got the man, got the job, got everything. Everything that makes your situation plush that you can think of. Yet, if God isn't there, there's no sense in being there. Because if He's not there, it's ultimately going to lead to death and not life. And at the same time, you could be in a situation that everything, considering this is terrible. I've got no man. I've got no woman. I've got no car. I've got no job. I've got nothing. The circumstances seem terrible. But if God's there, then you've got everything you need. Now, how many times have we figured that out in life? And maybe that's right where we are. And you're sort of questioning, man, if God was here and if He was for me, this certainly wouldn't be happening. When in reality, God is like, no, I've led you out of what you thought was going to be a plush life. And I'm leading you into something bigger and greater. But in this process, you're going to learn something. You're going to learn to depend on me. You're going to learn that really, when all you have is God, you realize He's all that you need.